Hello again, this is Derek Ferenzi with your local news and commentary for Thursday, May 11th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. The Recyclery, Port Townsend's nonprofit community bike project, is gearing up to get wheels turning once more. After a brief winter hiatus to retool the shop space and rethink programming, the Recyclery is slowly opening its doors to the community to provide a pathway to safe and equitable opportunities for cycling through promoting access, education, and advocacy once again. Instead of just fixing bikes for paying customers, the group is now focusing on programs like their open shop nights starting May 20th and continuing every Saturday, where a do-it-together model encourages people to work alongside experienced bike mechanics, learning while gaining hands-on experience. The Recyclery also wants to promote mobility access amongst marginalized groups, with plans to bring back Fem Nights on Tuesdays and a senior night every third Thursday. Once folks have gained some knowledge and experience, the Recyclery also offers a free 24-hour fix-it station where wrenches are kept accessible at all times. To support their work, they've added a new donation program called Tailwind to help push them forward with recurring monthly donations. Smaller donations support things like a community member attending an access night, or pay for one fix a flat a month to keep people rolling. Larger donations help support bike safety and education in East Jefferson County, and pay for bikes to be refurbished and donated through community partners like the Jefferson County Anti-Racist Fund, Jumping Mouse, Dove House, Recovery Cafe, OLECAP, as well as through court and behavioral health programs. To learn more about the Recyclery and their new programs, go to ptrecyclery.org. While Port Townsend has long been known for its Victorian history, a new group is looking even further back. Ben Mulkey, the local arts and science officer for the Society for Creative Anachronism, is spearheading a new group called Key City LARP to travel through time to the Renaissance era. LARPing, or live-action role-playing, is a type of interactive fantasy role-playing game in which participants dress in costume, use props, and act out roles. While the local group has only met once to begin planning their future, Mulkey has big hopes for the project, with a dream to eventually host a Renaissance fair at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds. Their biggest need at the moment, however, is for experienced players to help them figure out all the details. Those interested in playing out the past can find the Key City LARP group on Facebook, and their next meeting will be on May 30th at 6:30 p.m. at the Fairgrounds. In a follow-up to my first ever KPTZ story on local activists Danielle Fedor and her 14-year-old son Raul Sierra's protests at Port Townsend's Chase Bank to defend the Waylani Forest in Atlanta, Georgia, a new event is coming up to support their movement and raise awareness. The Olympic Waylani Defense Society, an autonomous group standing in solidarity with forest defenders in Atlanta, is hosting a benefit film screening in support of the movement to halt the construction of Cop City. Cop City is a proposed $90 million-plus police training compound to be built on the forest land, backed by the Atlanta Police Foundation, which J.P. Morgan Chase funds. The APF is currently destroying what is the largest urban forest in the U.S. to build a militarized police training facility adjacent to a primarily black area of the city. A screening of the powerful documentary Riotsville, USA, aims to raise awareness and funds for the cause, shedding light on the entangled issues of police violence, environmental injustice, and the climate crisis. Taking place on May 17th at the Quimper Grange, located at 1219 Corona Avenue in Port Townsend, this event will bring together community members and activists to stand united against the destruction of the Waylani Forest and the increased militarization of the police. Doors will open at 6 p.m., a brief presentation will begin at 6:30, and the film screening will begin at 7. Preceding the film, a defendant facing domestic terrorism charges for opposing the destruction of the Waylani Forest will give a presentation on the state repression faced by the movement. In January, the Georgia State Patrol shot Manuel Tortuguita Turan 57 times while in their tent, and police have since charged 42 people with domestic terrorism for defending the forest. All proceeds from the benefit film screening will directly contribute to forest defenders on the ground in Atlanta. Tickets will be available at the door on a sliding scale. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. This is Derek Ferenzi. Thanks for listening.